Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Or
if you're listening to this at whatever time of day, good, whatever time of day it is. Yeah. You know, if you're listening to it on, you know, after it's been put up as a podcast. Lindsay is broadcasting the first hour today from her car. And then she's on her way to the studio. So
okay.
She sounds weird right now. And then if you listen, you know, later on and she sounds normal, then it's because she's running late this morning.
Got mm-hmm. it.
Unless you're watching her on a video, then she's still in her house and hasn't gotten here yet. Mm-hmm. Just trying to make it sound better, you know?
Yeah. Confusing a little bit.
Sure. The fact that she overslept.
From the car.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, if you could just broadcast from the car.
I'd kind of like it.
We could do that in Louisiana when we first started, when Ace and I started in Alexandria, Louisiana, because everything was so flat. There was a, they call it a Marty unit.
Yeah.
That's what they called it. And we could just be driving down the road and flip a switch, and it's a live mic, and it sounds studio quality.
Just wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing that.
I'm out here in the streets. You know, you could give them a update on the traffic.
Mm-hmm. That's we did that when the hurricane was coming through. We were going from, you know, shelter to shelter. You know, we're telling everybody what's going on. Hurricane, say Andrew, maybe back in the 90s.
Okay, that's scary. Uh-huh. Kind of dangerous.
Oh yeah, storm chasing is what we were doing.
storm chasing.
You're like that Glenn Powell.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was just as good looking back then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
down the twisters and the hurricanes and all of it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Friday on the show, we did it was the return of Riggins' Weekend Review song, and it was so good, so good. And you know, even though Ace has passed on, he's still the butt of the jokes of the Weekend Review song, and I think that's fantastic. He would have wanted it that way. Ace would have wanted it that way.
Exactly.
So that is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Friday, it was the return of Riggins' Weekend Review song. Always funny, always a delight. And it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy this, please.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
It's time for the most anticipated part of the TJ and Riggins Show every week. It's Riggins' funny song about everything that's been going on in the world. Called Riggins Weekend Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay's currently at the top of a mountain.
a trip she's taken a few times before, but I'd adventure to her Grand Tetons and stay for a fortnight or maybe more. I'm in no shape for rugged adventures. I should stay inside and play with Barbies. The only mountain I could tackle is that meat mountain sandwich from Arby's. Fat.
Meat mountain. Yeah.
Lindsay has some fancy designer snow gear, so I'm sure her Instagram pics will be great. I don't know much about Louis Vuitton, but I hear their outdoor stuff is great.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
It's been over 2 weeks since we lost Ace, and it's been more difficult than I'd like to admit. And as far as the week in review goes, I think this might be it.
Yeah, because he was the main part of it.
He was the big part of it.
Making fun of him.
Yeah. Ace loved the jokes about him, about his diets, lifestyle, and such, until he got thrown out of that smoothie shop, and he didn't like those as much. He suggested ways I could change this song. And, you know, maybe start with a powerful A. And I would say, like, calm down, Paul McCartney. It's three chords that I can barely play.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
I'm going to miss him every day for the rest of my life. And I don't expect that feeling to lessen. But I know in my heart of hearts he's up there flicking his tongue in heaven. I'll be honest, I have been pretty distraught over the whole thing because he was so much more than a DJ. I think I need to wrap myself in a cozy earth blanket, say 41% using code TJ.
He would have wanted it that way.
I learned so much from Ace, things I'll remember forever, especially the steak finger basket, three words I had never heard together. And this is a song, it's called A Week in Review.
It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Steak finger.
He loved a steak finger. Did you get a steak finger basket? No.
I don't even know what that is.
It's, you know, those, they call them finger steaks. They're like chicken tenders, except they're made of steak, like round steak. And then you dip it in gravy. They have them at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Well, that sounds amazing. Yeah, right. And
they used to have them, I think, at Sonic, too.
Yeah.
You know, that fast food gravy is the best.
Sure. But anywhere you'd go, he'd ask you if you were getting a steak finger.
You get a steak finger basket?
Like, this is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I love this woman. Devin Aiken is her name. She's on TikTok. She's in her 20s. And she just got a nose job. And all of her TikTok content is about her, why she wanted to get the nose job, her getting the nose job, her recovery after getting the nose job. Now, here is the before and after of Devin Aiken.
Okay.
She knew she wanted to have a nose job from the time she was 12.
How'd she know?
She's got a schnoz. I mean, that would not quit.
Whoa.
Big nose. I mean, she said she wanted to shorten the length of it, straighten it, and reduce the size of her nostrils.
Yeah, and there's a hump in it, too.
There was a hump in it. But
now it's perfect.
Now it's perfect. And she said, I was getting bullied from the time I was 12, and they won't let you do facial surgeries, cosmetic surgeries, until you're 18, I think.
Yeah.
They said because the face isn't fully done, you know, changing and growing things. Yeah. So she said from the moment of her 18th birthday, her mom said, well, if you save up the money, you can do it. It took her 11 years to save $11,000. She now has the nose job. And she said, it wasn't about breathing for me. It was about vanity.
Sure.
I wanted it to look better. Yeah. Yeah. And I so respect that answer.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not going to get too deep into it. I knew I wanted a different nose from the time I was 12, and I saved my money, and I did it because it makes me feel good.
Wow.
Good for her.
And
she's not looking for a kind of like,
because nobody would have believed her anyway.
Maybe not.
Even if she said, I did it because I was having problems and, you know, that sort of thing.
She's like, I do have a deviated septum, but it hasn't really affected my daily life. So I wasn't even really concerned about that. I just wanted a smaller, prettier nose.
And looking at it, I mean, she could breathe fine. I mean, you can tell.
She's breathing air from another state.
So, yeah, it is a pretty dramatic difference. And she said, every aspect of my life has changed. I feel more confident about myself, which has allowed me to make new friends, get in a relationship, even ask for more money at work because I have more confidence.
You know what else she can do?
What?
She can drink champagne from a flute.
Yeah. Oh, good call. Good call.
I know a girl that got a nose job, and before she got her nose job, I watched her try to drink champagne from a flute, and she said, I can't do it. So my nose blocks it.
That is just...
Oh, wow.
That's got to... Like,
struggles.
Yeah, this kind of smacks you in the face, like, oh, I can't even do that.
I always love finding the little things that you can do this now that people normally don't think about.
Yeah.
Like, and my brother is the same way. When my kids turned 12, he called them on their birthday and said, look at you. Congratulations. You can take adult medicine now.
Oh.
Because it always says 12 and up.
Oh, yeah right. Kids are, adults 12 and up or something.
Yeah. Like that. So now she can drink champagne from a champagne flute.
Yeah.
Without her schnoz getting in the way.
Yeah. Those little incidents probably come up all the time now. She's like, look at what I can do with, a smaller nose.
It's just like people who have no chin and then they get an chin implant. They can now put pillowcases on easily.
Yeah. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
See, life gets better with a little bit of cosmetic surgery.
That's right. Everything doesn't have to be a giant dream come true. It's the little victories in life.
Yeah.
Being able to put on a pillowcase, drinking champagne from a flute, taking adult dosages of medicine.
Find those little moments.
Yeah. Little victories.
Little victories. So,
love it.
Congratulations on your nose job, Devin.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
I saw this thing that someone had asked the entire internet a question. You may have seen it, Riggins, if you've been on the internet, or you, Lindsay, or Rob. I know y'all still go on that internet from time to time. So they asked the whole internet, what statement makes you roll your eyes immediately? And I just wouldn't even have time to make a list.
Yeah, I mean, really.
My eyes are in the back of my head most of the time, listening to things that people say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of them that made the list that I've said from the beginning is my truth, their truth, your truth, lived experience is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I always roll my eyes when people have to tell you what they're saying as a whatever they are. You know what I mean? Now, as a white man, I'm going to tell you. It's like, okay, well, you didn't tell me you were a white man. I would have never known when you said what you were about to say. As a woman, I can say this, this, and this, and this. Or as a black woman, you hear that one a lot. Now, as a black woman, I'm going to tell you, you done da, 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 da. Okay, well, no need to say that.
Yeah.
Because we see that it's coming from a white woman, a white man, or whatever. Eye roll.
Hmm.
Another one that someone said was, I don't usually write reviews.
Yeah, that comes up a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Money can't buy happiness. They roll their eyes when people say that.
Yeah.
I love this one, but it seems that some people roll their eyes when another person says, do you know who I am?
Oh, gosh.
I love that one. I do that all the time. Do you know who I am? I'm Jody's husband.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah. It's never used in a good context. Do you know who I am? I'm the person that's going to change your life today.
Yeah.
I also hate when people say, you remember, you don't remember me, do you? That's one I hate.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's putting you in a, that was my chair squeaking. I wasn't passing gas. If you heard that.
I hate the one where, the girl's like, we're pregnant.
Oh, I don't like that either. I hate it more when a man says it.
Or a man. Yeah.
We're pregnant. Yeah,
we're not pregnant.
I am.
She's pregnant. Yeah. It's just like you wouldn't come up and go, we've got a prostate exam today.
Right.
Well, do we?
Although I don't like it when people say we, when they mean me, when servers will say, have we decided? Are we ready for our check? I don't like that. Like, okay, well, yeah, we'll call it our check if you're going to pay part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good news. You're going to help me.
Because it's almost like that's the way you talk to little kids. You know, a lot of people will talk to kids that way.
Let's put on our listening ears.
You come on in class. We're making this harder than it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But a lot of these people, I think, I'm seeing more and more regular people who are getting sick of business jargon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like synergy, let's circle back.
Yeah.
Let's drill down. Let's do a deep dive. I don't like that one either.
Yeah.
You know, think outside the box.
My friend Holly, if we're just like planning a day or whatever, not work related or anything, just a girl's day, she'll be like, I'm going to pencil that.
Okay. I'm gonna pencil that.
But she's a big time businesswoman, though. So she's just used to talking that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Holly, she's running things.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to pencil that. And you're like, I'm going to eyebrow pencil it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. There is not a new TJ and Jody's House podcast today because we usually record those on Sunday afternoons. But yesterday we were at the private ceremony for Ace, his funeral. And today is 3 weeks to since Ace was found dead in his home. And as you know, we've been doing a lot of things in his memory and telling you a bunch of stories throughout these past 3 weeks about him that maybe you didn't know, and if you did know, you were reminded of them and the things about his personality and all. And one of the things that he used to think was so funny is that we would talk about people saying going overboard, saying that their deceased relative would have wanted something that way, you know, like going into the house and saying, you know, I took grandma's safe because she would have wanted it that way, you know, whatever. Yeah. So for the past 3 weeks, we've been saying Ace would have wanted it that way. And you know what? Ace would have wanted it that way because he would have loved the conversation to be about him, you know?
Oh yeah.
So, and we mentioned something about this the other day, just in passing, but now it is reality. So now available for your very own for a limited time, you can get a t-shirt or a hoodie that reads Ace would have wanted it that way. And, we'll be raising money for our charity Peyton's Promise that is named after him. After his daughter, who died several years ago in a car accident. So Riggins, how do they get the t-shirts and hoodies?
TJRiggins.com/deals.
Okay. And they're really cool looking. As a matter of fact, this wasn't even our idea. People suggested this because it's kind of caught on over the past 3 weeks. People saying Ace would have wanted it that way. Ace would have wanted it that way. And so now we have them.
Yay.
Ace would have wanted them that way. Let me see. Hold it up. Let me see, Riggins, on your computer.
I'm getting a hoodie.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this time of year, the hoodies are going to go faster than the t-shirts. Yeah, and we got his name really big on the front of it. You know, Ace would have wanted it that way. You know that.
Love it. I want the white one, but with the kids and their hands, black works better.
Yeah.
I like the white.
Yeah, those are really cool looking.
Yeah.
So go to tjriggins.com. Is it part of the / deals thing on the deals page? And get them.
Mm-hmm. But hurry. They're going to go quick.
Yeah. The limited time and limited release, limited whatever else. And you know, the main reason that people should go get these.
Well, sure.
Do you know, Lindsay?
No.
You don't?
To support Peyton's Promise?
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's secondary to, okay. You know, it's because Ace would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Duh.
No.
Get out, Lindsay. Ace would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I don't know. Tell me.
Don't put me on the spot.
You tell. All
right. We've got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so they are officially up. The new Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirts and hoodies. They come in white with black writing and black with white writing, whichever one you want. And we're raising money for Peyton's Promise, our charity. Ace would have wanted us to do that. Ace would have wanted it that way. So that's what we're doing. And go to tjriggins.com/deals, or just go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button there, and you'll see how to get it. It's very easy, very easy. Now, I thought about Ace this morning when I saw this story, because I know everybody would love to win the lottery, but Ace really thought that one day he was going to win it.
Yeah.
He really did. He truly believed that he was going to win the lottery one day.
Yes, he did.
Now, he was always trying to speak it into existence, as some of the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he never did. But this is a story out of France. Somebody stole a backpack from a guy, and his wallet was inside. So they went to the corner store and used his credit card to buy cigarettes and a lottery scratcher. So they ended up winning a huge jackpot on the scratcher that would have been about $500,000 in American money. So the cashier says that they boasted about the win and they were excited, and then they left without their cigarettes. That's how excited they were. And if a Frenchman leaves without his cigarettes, then something has really gone on.
Mm-hmm.
They just love them.
That's like leaving a kid behind.
So nobody's come forward with the winning ticket yet, since it was bought with a stolen credit card, and the thieves would essentially be turning themselves in if they tried to claim the prize. So the owner of the backpack went to the press and said, here's the deal. I'll split the winnings with them if they'll give me back all my stuff. He said, I won't press charges, and they'll get to keep half the jackpot and I get to keep the other half. Because I wouldn't have won the lottery if they hadn't stole my stuff and bought the ticket.
Yeah.
But since they did buy it with my money, then we should split it.
Nice guy.
Yeah. So they only have 30 days to claim their lottery winnings in France before they say it's, you know, you missed your shot. So
Maybe they think it's a trap.
Yeah, it sounds like a trap.
Because it's too good to be true. Like, that's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, you're going down.
Because who's to say that, you know, even since he's made this public statement saying, I'll do this deal with you. They come out and then he says, okay, well, now I'm pressing charges and I keep all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's a sting, you know, he's like, come drop my backpack off. And then they swarm the person.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how the criminals try to cash in that ticket, because they're not going to not do it.
But they'll say, you know, I'll meet you at this location, but I'm not going to have the ticket on me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to make sure that when I come, you're not going to have the cops jump out with their crazy sirens. Yeah. You know, those those stupid European sirens.
Yeah.
They're loud. Ugh.
That's why the criminals don't respect them, because of those sirens, those weeks.
Very high-pitched.
Yeah. Nobody likes that.
No.
Just like, get out of here. Would you make that deal with somebody?
Sure.
I would too.
Would you stick to it and not press the charges?
No. I wouldn't stick to it. No, I'd try to get the money and press the charges.
Yeah,
I would dupe them. They're criminals. Yeah. I don't feel bad about lying to them.
So they get $250,000. They're rewarded for being criminals. But then again, you get $250,000 because they were criminals.
Yeah.
I'd just give them like $100 and say, here you go. That's more than what you had.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Taylor Swift lost over 100,000 followers following the Super Bowl, following getting booed at the Super Bowl, I might add. I thought she handled that well. We never really talked about that, but she just kind of laughed it off. But yeah, she lost 100,000 followers. Now she's got 282 million overall. So
why did she lose it? Because they lost?
I guess people were kind of feeling the Taylor Swift effect at the Super Bowl, like just kind of over her at the moment.
They're just now getting over.
I think more people are. I think it's getting more mainstream.
Sure.
But they do just like push her on you every chance they get. So sure. I get why people feel that way. Mm-hmm. But again, she's got 282 million. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she don't care.
Drop in the bucket.
Yep.
She's fake.
What? She's fake?
She's fake, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
That's all. I mean, I always rail on her, you know, because I don't think she's as wonderful as everybody thinks she is. Everybody portrays her to be so wonderful. I think once you reach a certain amount of popularity in the entertainment world, you can pretty much do no wrong. And if anybody says anything that they even think is negative about you, then they get attacked, you know.
Yeah.
By the Swifties?
Yeah, so she reached that status a long time ago. So it doesn't matter what she does, you know, if it's no good, then, I mean, the way she rallies her friends, I mean, her fans to, you know, to her defense on things and things like that. It's very, you know, she's got a lot of marketing behind her and everything. And
no doubt.
And Oprah's the same way. She is the new Oprah as far as being untouchable. When it comes to real criticism or real negativity, you know, mm-hmm. just like, you know, if the story is true with her showing up with those, you know, Blake Lively and then that and Ryan Reynolds or whoever and bullying that guy into changing the script and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And now she automatically just now the story we had, she's decided to step away from her friendship, step back from her friendship because she doesn't like the way that she was portrayed in that or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then she shouldn't have gone to the lunch or to the dinner or whatever and been a part of that.
Yeah.
If she's worried about it. I mean, I don't know. I think there's more to it than her just being a little Miss Innocent and talented and songwriter and people are jealous of her and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So James Cameron also trending today. He says his next Avatar movie, it's called Avatar Fire and Ash, is going to begin with a title card that says no generative AI was used in making this movie. This is the third Avatar movie. And I thought the whole thing, I don't know how they make movies. The whole thing is computer CGI. So he wants to put this title at the beginning. No regenerative AI was used.
Because but was there just a normal AI used?
That's what I want to know. Like, what's the difference between
what's the difference?
CGI and AI? I guess AI is just allowing the computer to make your movie for you. And he wants it to be clear. We don't use that. This is a real movie that's not using AI.
Huh.
It's just using a billion computers to make. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never saw
I've
any
never
of the
seen one.
Never seen them, but they're the biggest movies of all time, ever.
How?
And I don't know a single person that's seen the second
Rob.
One. Yeah, Rob's seen it. He didn't like them, I don't think.
So I only saw the first one, but yeah, I don't like James Cameron.
Yeah,
he's got a long-standing beef with James Cameron, which I love.
I mean, they had a run-in in college. You don't even want to know.
Exactly. Why were you hiding in the woods? Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Ace would have wanted it that way. We've got t-shirts and hoodies with that phrase available right now. Proceeds going to our charity, Ace and TJ's charity, Peyton's Promise. You can get your t-shirt or hoodie right now at tjriggins.com/deals. And again, money going to Peyton's Promise. A lot of people have been using that phrase. I think TJ was the first person to use it, but a lot of people suggested, oh, that should be on a t-shirt. We'll put it on a t-shirt. Well, we did. Mm-hmm. Put it on a t-shirt and a hoodie. Mm-hmm. So tjriggins.com/deals.
Yeah, I use it for everything now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You're already drinking beer today? Yeah, Ace would have wanted it that way.
Yeah. Yep,
it works for everything, too.
I'll be honest, my diet has been off the rails since Ace passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been what I see, whatever it is, I'm drinking it, I'm eating it.
But he would have wanted it that way, truly.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Yeah.
He probably would have, you're right.
He didn't do it.
So Ace would have wanted it that way, now on a t-shirt and a hoodie, tjriggins.com/deals. Over the weekend, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts of all time. It's called S-Town. It was out years and years ago, won a bunch of awards, but it focuses on a guy. It's a true story about this guy living in Woodstock, Alabama, which is in between Tuscaloosa and Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates his town. He grew up there. He said the police are corrupted. The government doesn't care about us. And everybody here is just a dirt bag. And he's this eccentric kind of guy. And the story is about covering this alleged murder that happened in Woodstock, Alabama, and the police tried to cover it up. Well, it turns out they didn't try to cover it up. And he says, this guy, he goes, oh, so you're just telling me it was a bunch of truck stealing, girl kissing, boys fighting, you know, kind of nonsense in Woodstock, Alabama. I can't say I'm surprised. And, they ended up hiding in the woods. Well, let me tell you something. Hiding in the woods in Woodstock, Alabama is like having your afternoon tea in London. It's just sort of part of the culture, you know, hiding in the woods. And he's a really funny guy, and he had a bunch of those little quips and stuff like that. But that probably is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in a town like that where everybody's fighting and doing drugs, and you probably had to hide in the woods once or twice in your life. Mm-hmm. I did not.
No, can't say I did.
Never. I mean, I've never had to run from the cops. That's the only scenario I can picture having to hide in the woods, right?
Well, sometimes you would go hide in the woods if you had gotten in trouble and your parents were trying to find you to whoop you.
Yeah,
you go hide in the woods if you live out in the country. I've hidden in the woods like as a game of hide and seek. Hide and go seek, you know.
True.
When you're doing it outside and you're right there by the woods, you go in the woods.
Yeah.
But other than that, because I've never run from the police or been, you know, hiding out from them.
I've never run from the cops either. But hiding from your parents because you're afraid of catching whatever's coming when your parents get home is probably the most reasonable excuse I'd have to go hide in the woods. Would you go hide in the woods if you got caught cheating and didn't want to go home to face your spouse?
Yeah.
Like just go hide out in the woods? I can't think of another scenario where I would want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what's keeping you from going home?
I mean, if I have to hide in the woods, I will.
Did y'all ever run away?
No.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
How old were you?
Let's see, 31? You didn't say run away from whom.
Well, right, that's true. Right.
Jody was yapping too much. Run away from there.
I don't picture you running away from your childhood home. Like getting so fed up with things.
No.
Snuck out, different
scenario. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I've never done that. I've never snuck out to go do something that I shouldn't be doing.
Well, because you are allowed to do everything.
That's right.
Well, true. Also true.
Not fair. More TJ and Riggins coming up.